There was a cremation pyre that had been set up for him. He stripped off all of his clothes, took off all the marks of his previous identity, and laid down on the pyre, and was symbolically cremated, to indicate, in effect, that he no longer was the person that he was. He rose up from the pyre, went and took a bath in Mother Ganga in the Ganges, came out of the river and was wrapped in the robe of a sannyasi and given a begging bowl and a new name and sent off to walk the roads of India as a renunciant and an ascetic. His new name was Agehananda Bharati, homeless. Agehananda means homeless bliss. He went on then to have a very distinguished and interesting academic career in India and ended up as a professor of anthropology at Syracuse University. So it doesn't always work out quite the way you would expect. But the story itself is extraordinarily vivid, and it shows you something important, I think, about the idea of sannyasa in India, that it involves ceasing completely to be the person you were, to stop the cycle of transmigration. So you could imagine, I suppose, if you wanted to speak about this intellectually, that the goal of this form of religious action in India is to negate karma, simply to stop it. And you could, you'll have to do this with your mind's eye, not with anything that I can present to you here, either verbally or on the screen, that I've written on the blackboard. Imagine that I've written on the blackboard the phrase, I act. That is, I produce karma. That's what you want to stop if you want to escape the cycle of transmigration. And you can, of course, cross out the word act if you want. You can really diminish the number of things that you're responsible for in this world and the number of things you do. That, of course, is something that Buddhist monks do. They have few possessions. Why? There's less that they have to protect, less that they have to worry about and be responsible for. They beg food every day. Why? Because they don't want to have to cook, want to have to be responsible for that kind of sustenance in their life. So you try, in a quite a serious way, to diminish the number of things that you do and that you must do in this world. But a more fundamental way to erase that phrase, to negate the concept that I am performing an action, is to negate the I. To take the word I off the blackboard so that it no longer is you who performs the action. There no longer is a you there who is connected in some responsible way to the actions of this world. That's what Agehananda Bharati did, of course, in that symbolic action by the Ganges when he laid down on the cremation pyre and was symbolically burned. But that, too, is a crucial aspect of the Buddhist tradition as well. Buddhists also are trying to find a way to negate the sense of self that drives the cycle of death and rebirth. And all of that we'll have a chance to talk about in more depth when we talk in the next lecture about the life of the Buddha and then move on to the Buddha's teaching.